Brent Edwards.
Present.
Howard Kitchens. Mr. Chairman, you do not have a quorum tonight, thus you cannot hold the meeting tonight. We'll have to postpone to the next
meeting. Folks, you know what that understands is we need at least three board members to have a hearing. I could ask you to go ahead and speak to just the two of us. To be fair, we need to have the full board here, at least a quorum, for you to share your concerns with. So we cannot vote on any business tonight. So I'll refer to Mr. Sterrett. He'll let you know what the plans are to move forward next month.
Yeah, we'll send out all new notifications, just like we did for the original meeting. Any new information that you want to bring or get to me, we'll get to them in like another packet. So we will let you know. And actually, we had on this agenda, which we can't take action on, was a July 19th meeting. I am out of town, and we were going to see if it was a conflict for them to move it to the next week, which we'll probably have to do a tele meeting with them, the chairman and I. So we will let the applicants for sure know if it's moved to a different date or if they still hold it that night without me. But all the postings will reflect any kind of action that would be taken on that.
So these folks will have plenty of notice.
Oh, yeah.
I apologize for the inconvenience tonight. Had we known that we weren't going to have a quorum, we would have notified you earlier. We just found out a few minutes before the meeting that one of the attendees, one of the board members that was planning on attending, was not able to make it. So, again, I apologize for the inconvenience, and you'll hear from Mr. Sterrett and see the information on the next meeting. We are adjourned.